It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Haven't talked Wolves all week long because, let's be honest, tonight's the second show of the week that I've done. Monday, Tuesday, I was off with you guys again tonight, back at it tomorrow. So I had to call in the closer, the guy that I love chatting Wolves with. His name is Chris Hine from the Minnesota Star Tribune. He joined just now, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. What you been up to this week, Chris? You've had a couple of days off or a little bit more downtime with the Wolves having that lull in their schedule?
Yeah, a little downtime. I got some time to work on a story that I'm kind of happy with that's running tomorrow on the team's group chat. So if I could tease that a little bit.
Absolutely.
Check that out tomorrow on the Star Tribune, and doing a little work on my Anthony Edwards book that's coming out in the spring. I'm teasing that. So I'm here to plug everything tonight.
Whoa. Hold on. Now you've just inadvertently ended up in the doghouse, because I did not know. Did you tell me this before, that you had an Anthony Edwards book that you were doing? Maybe you did mention this to me once.
I think I did. I haven't said much about it because, I mean, we're, you know, it's in the process of writing. I announced it like back in the spring, mm-hmm. when it was a done deal. But you know, I haven't said too much about it as I've been working on it, but
yeah.
We're getting to the finish line.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. And then I do recall you did mention it to me, but now that you brought it up again, so this is kind of like the second plug for it, I got to get an autographed copy from you.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. 100%. I'll come down and deliver it to the station personally.
Let's do it. Well, let's talk some Wolves, man. I got some other NBA items I want to throw at you, too. But the Wolves, to this particular point, it's been, I guess you could say, a roller coaster. The Wolves right now with the record of 12-11, not what everybody expected, although I think that there were probably some questions after the trade was made that involved Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo and Karl Anthony Towns. I guess, what would be the way that you would describe the first 23 games of the year?
Yeah, clunky. You know, like you said, roller coaster. And I think that, you know, fans don't want to hear, but I having covered the NBA for seven seasons, it's kind of to be expected when you make major moves like this, that sometimes it just takes some time. Hell, it took almost a whole season for the Wolves to adjust to Rudy Gobert being here, you know? So I know patience is not a thing in sports fandom, but I do think that right around the 20 game mark, you saw this team sort of flip a little bit of a switch, especially on the defensive end of the floor, as they started to figure some things out about how they have to play with this new personnel, meshing some styles from years ago with now in terms of the fly around defense that they're now playing. And it took some time for them to get there because you're trying different things. You're figuring out different lineups, and that's all the process of playing these first 20 to 25 games of a season, as much as fans might not want to hear it.
Do you think that this was more about economics than it was about them actually thinking that this would maybe pivot them forward? And the reason why I ask it in that way, Chris, is because typically from one year to the next, what do we think about in professional sports? That you want to go in advance and be a better version of yourself next year than you were the year before. Now, that's not always possible because you have free agency and all these other things and you lose players, but you know, at the end of the day, when you make moves, you do want to be better. And I just kind of wonder if the calculation was like, yeah, we hope to be better, but we need to make this move because there's maybe some other things that we want to try to avoid addressing down the line.
Well, it's everything, because I don't think you can look at the move in a vacuum without the other things. It definitely was a financial move on the one part, because look around the league. There's no team right now that has three guys on max contracts, or if there is, it's only a couple, like one or two. And the Wolves, I just don't see how you could necessarily vilify them for that, because with that comes the roster building restrictions of the second apron, and you're looking at really sacrificing, you know, not just financially, but team building things like mid-level exceptions and freezing draft picks and inability to trade draft picks and draft picks dropping to the bottom of the first round no matter what happens in future years. Like, there's some very restrictive things that happen if the Wolves were to stay where they were for multiple years. And it's just life of the NBA right now. Teams are trying to dip under this second apron. Yep. They're basically saying, like, we're going to spend maybe 1 year in it and then try to get out of it. That's kind of the pattern right now for teams. So, you know, you can't just look at this in a vacuum. And here's the other thing that I have told people and have written about since then. The clock starts now for Anthony Edwards, right? He's on a five-year deal. He's entering mid-20s. He'll be 28 by the time this deal is up. You have to stay competitive for Anthony Edwards throughout all 5 years of that contract.
Yep.
So you can't afford to be really good 1 year, maybe make an all-in move, and then have 3 or 4 years down the road have that come back to bite you, because then you might lose him. If there's anything that I know about Anthony Edwards, it's that he wants to win and he wants to be competitive on a year-in, year-out basis. So this move was designed to give them flexibility down the road to remake the roster around Ant, so that they're competitive in year four and year five of this contract, because that's how you keep Anthony Edwards in Minnesota.
Okay, so is Anthony Edwards a player that if you are basketball operations or president or GM or whatever the title is, do you consult him anytime you make a move?
No, you don't consult him for personnel moves, no.
Gotcha.
But you have to keep in mind that what he ultimately wants as a player is to be competitive and win. He is not interested in New York or L.A. or the bright lights of a bigger market. He just wants to be really competitive on a year-in, year-out basis. That is his kind of ethos as a player. So that it has to be at the top of your mind as a GM or president. And whatever that kind of takes to get to that point, that's what you have to do. It's not that you're consulting him about individual personnel moves, no.
Yeah. Talking to Chris Hine from the Minnesota Star Tribune here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. When the Wolves have played their best basketball this year, has the difference been Rudy and how he approaches everything, or is it somebody else?
I think it's Rudy. I think it's been Jaden McDaniels a little bit of late, too. I think we've seen the old Jaden McDaniels coming out. You know, he had a really good game against James Harden in L.A. He had a really good game against Steph Curry in the first Golden State matchup. You know, playing hard defense without fouling, aggressive defense. So I think seeing him kind of get back in his element was big for them as well. I do think it was a little bit of Rudy, and I think, you know, they made some choices in terms of how they're going to defend around Rudy that have really benefited the team as a whole, and I think they've benefited Rudy. Because I think he was very indecisive at times, and he would tell you as much, that he wasn't sure whether to go up on a guy, retreat to the rim, you know, what his teammates were going to be doing behind him, what they were going to be doing in front of him. So they kind of clarified some things, maybe simplified some things in their coverages, and I think it's led to a more decisive and therefore effective Rudy Gobert over the last 5-6 games.
You know, Chris, there's a lot of season to be played here. Like, this is we're way early in the season. They've only played 23 games. But do you envision this team as a team that potentially is going to be in the play-in? Because when I look at the teams that are in the play-in, we've got the Nuggets, the Lakers, the Wolves, and the Suns. And do I think that there will be some moving up and moving down with various different teams? Possibly. I just don't see the Rockets as being a team that's going to be consistent enough to stay in the number two spot. But I do think it could be a struggle for the Wolves to get out of the play-in.
It's gonna be because the margin for error in the Western Conference is so thin. I mean, the Wolves are in the play-in right now, but they are two games. I think they were two games back in the loss column of the Rockets in the two seed right now. So, to your point, a lot of basketball left to be played. But man, you got to bring it on a nightly basis because a bad week and you're gonna find yourself on the wrong end of this. You know, you see like Golden State and the Lakers started out strong and now they've been tumbling down the standings. So it really is like, you hate to use the cliche, every game matters, but I think the play-in tournament has been such a great thing for the NBA because of this reason. It puts such a value on regular season games to get out of that play-in, to get in the play-in if you're, sort of on the 11-12 bubble, right? I think it just adds so much more value to the regular season because, yeah, you want to try to at least be a top six seed. There's value in that. And so chasing that in the regular season is valuable and important. And I think the Wolves are set up well in one sense because they have a culture of, keeping guys relatively healthy and playing, right? So they have a lot of guys that play a lot of games that don't like to rest. You know, Anthony Edwards famously has said how much he doesn't like it when players rest in the NBA for load management reasons. So when you have that culture, it really helps you have, your personnel available as much as possible throughout the course of the regular season. And that's not necessarily the case with some other teams who have maybe aging stars who have to watch out any time that, they tweak an ankle or anything like that or feel some tightness and they have to be extra careful with them. So I think they're set up well in that regard just based on the fact that they usually have their personnel available, knock on wood. But at the same time, I think they have to get better at clutch time situations, which was good early in the season, but has really slacked off of late. And I think they really need to get back to some better decision-making, Anthony Edwards and company, in those moments of the game if they're going to really make a move up the standings.
All right, the Wolves back in action tomorrow night against the Los Angeles Lakers. The indications are is that LeBron James not likely to play tomorrow. Do we know the specifics of kind of what's surrounding or going on with LeBron right now?
Yeah, he's out. I think they put out their injury report. And so I don't know if it's personal reasons or if they're saying
they were saying like he, that he was. Injury, a, yeah, they were yeah. saying personal reasons, but I didn't see anything beyond that. And then all of a sudden I saw foot.
Maybe he looked at his weather app and looked at Minneapolis and saw how cold it was going to be and said, you know what, I'm good. I'm going to stay in L.A. for a couple extra days, get some rest and relaxation, and, catch the team on the weekend, right? Maybe he did that. Who knows? He won't be there tomorrow night.
Gotcha. All right, in closing, when was the last time you listened to Mariah Carey or you've been on the piano, man?
What time is it right now? It's like 7:20 or so. So probably about 6:30 was the last time I listened to Mariah Carey when I was on the treadmill working out. Threw on some Fantasy, part of my workout mix today. So yeah.
Oh my goodness.
About an hour ago.
He loves some Mariah Carey. I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, hey Chris, always a pleasure, man. Thanks for giving me some time tonight. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Like, yep, no problem.
All right, take care. That's Chris Hines. Check him out, Minnesota Star Tribune, joining us here on The Lake Show. All right, we will take a break. We'll come back. We will get to Bite of the Night, and we'll do that next.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
All right, coming up here in just a second. Well, Bite of the Night, which we love. And I can't wait to get into this Bite of the Night because it involves somebody that I'm not a big fan of. But let's get ready to hop into Bite of the Night. Oh, I thought we were going to hop into the actual imaging of Bite of the Night.
Didn't quite have that. I'm bringing things up, and there's five different things going on right now.
All right. So the Bite of the Night this evening, it involves Aaron Rodgers, but it involves folks talking about Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron Rodgers has been critical of ESPN, and he is saying that ESPN, people on ESPN are saying things that aren't necessarily true, and that basically ESPN isn't what it used to be. That ESPN used to be awesome with highlights. But ESPN has transformed into people just, you know, like ex-players and even people that didn't play the game are just ripping on current-day players without a whole lot of basis for that, which I think is pretty ridiculous because anybody with half of a brain right now understands that a big bulk of ESPN, you know, you're giving opinions and you're weighing and you're giving analysis. Okay, this is part of it. Okay, that's just part of it.
You can only run SportsCenter so many times during a day.
Yes, and people want to know what your thoughts are.
Well, the other thing is, ESPN has about 7-8 different channels that they have to fill content in, and what they do in the morning is they have SportsCenter going until I believe Central Time 7, and then they have their Get Up show. SportsCenter goes to ESPN,
too. First Take.
And then 9 o'clock, First Take comes on ESPN.
And then they get Pat McAfee.
The replay of Get Up goes to ESPN, too.
Yeah, I know.
And the replay of SportsCenter goes to ESPN News.
Yep.
So they kind of backfill their content as they go through the morning.
Yep. And so he's upset that people are basically criticizing athletes on ESPN, which, pipe down, Aaron. Like, that's insane. It's ridiculous that you're even saying that. So he's ripping on ESPN personalities. Then on First Take, Mina Kimes, she's talking to Stephen A. and others, and this is her response.
I'm not offended by it at all. I do think it's worth parsing out the things that he said. His point that personality-driven programming has overtaken highlights, he's well within his rights to note that, but others are well within their rights to note that he is espousing that opinion on a personality-driven program that employs him as a personality during the NFL season. That context does matter here.
Come
the other context that matters is his, I think there's some subtext that he is saying some of the criticism perhaps of his play this year might have been unfounded. Again, he is totally well within his rights to note that, but a lot of the criticism this year is substantiated because of his play, and I guess that's why I come away from this feeling like there is a lot of validity to this message, but it does seem like the wrong messenger at this moment.
All right, so a couple things here. First off, for him to start chirping about opinions, dude, you give your damn opinion every single week on a Pat McAfee show, and you're paid for it. So you need to calm down with the opinion stuff. You give your opinion like everybody gives their opinion. And secondly, funny, you're bitching about opinions now. Were you complaining about opinions when you were balling out with Green Bay? Or are you complaining about opinions now that you suck with the Jets? I think it's the latter.
I've heard Stephen A. Smith multiple times in referring to Aaron Rodgers in the past say he's a bad man.
He's a bad man right there. Yep.
No criticism at that point in time.
Nope.
I think Mina Kimes, number one, she's awesome at what she does. She is fantastic at what she does.
Yep. One of the best in the business.
Yes. Number one, if Aaron Rodgers has some sort of comment about that and about her being, you know, one of the talking heads, I know you went to Cal, Rodgers. I know you went to Cal. She went to Yale. Okay. She knows what she went to Yale. All right.
She's just good at what she does.
And I think she tempered her, and she does a great job of tempering her opinions and being very diplomatic about it. Whereas
she's not trying to create confrontation or anything like
whereas
that.
Whereas some people would come out and do kind of the unedited raw version and start it with this bozo on the Jets who runs around. Who can't even run
Mad
around
Dog.
Anymore.
It had been Mad Dog.
Yeah. You know, Mad Dog Russo. Oh, God. Mad Dog Russo.
I like Mad Dog.
His Wednesday stuff, his Wednesday thing on First Take, his segment is it's almost pure gold every single time.
Mad Dog's hilarious.
But she makes the great point that you don't like all this stuff being said about you, yet you're on a program that's doing the exact same thing, only you get a chance to speak your mind. How many other players across the NFL, across the league, that are currently playing have the platform that Aaron Rodgers does? I can only think of maybe a couple, and one of them would be named would be a pair of brothers named Kelsey. But all these other guys that have their podcasts or their Twitch accounts or whatever, most of them are retired. Most of them are out of the game. And so you have a wonderful opportunity while you're still playing, while you're mm-hmm. still active, to go on and spout whatever common sense, nonsense, whatever you want to say. And he doesn't – I think he gets that. But I think he plays it off like he's above it.
This is Aaron Rodgers in a nutshell. Aaron Rodgers thinks that he's absolutely the smartest guy in the room. No, that's who he is. He says one thing that comes across as profound, and he thinks he's it. Aaron, knock it off, bro. You're not him.
Maybe he can find his way to the darkness again.
Man, you are not him, bro. 651-461-9226. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather. And Royce Lewis at second base? Interesting. We'll get to that next year on The Lake Show.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going back in a day with a little Arrested Development. Let's talk some baseball here for a segment. Royce Lewis. Twins considering the possibility of moving him to second base, according to manager Rocco Baldelli. Interesting. All right, so I don't like this for one specific reason. Not because I don't think that Royce Lewis can't be a phenomenal second baseman. I think that he can be. This is the thing that I don't like about this. And I'll get your reaction at 651-461-9226. I'm concerned about Royce Lewis from the standpoint of we're always moving him around. And at some point, I just want Royce Lewis to be in one damn spot and stay there. Be in one spot, be productive, and just stay there. That's what I want. Royce Lewis gets injured. Royce Lewis makes it to the bigs. Royce Lewis looks like, oh man, he's doing his thing. Royce Lewis gets put in center field, tears his ACL. When in my, I said it then, I'll repeat it, I would have never put him in center field at that. And then literally Carlos Correa ended up getting hurt like the next week or something like that. And so my point is that Royce Lewis is a phenomenal player. Versatility is, that's like a bonus. Like that's a good thing for him. But I don't want to keep moving him all around, man. Learning this, learning that. Can we just put him in one spot and just let him just cook? Let him cook, as the kids would say. I don't want to keep shuffling him around all these different spots. I just want to let him be. Am I being too fearful, J-Lo? Am I being too fearful? I just want Royce to flourish, man.
I get the premise of your argument. I think that the move to the infield, like you said, maybe the Twins got scared after he tore up his knee in the outfield, and they thought, okay, we're not going to even attempt to put him in the outfield anymore because of the potential wear and tear of the running that you have to do there.
And he initially was not an outfielder.
Right. Yeah. He's a shortstop.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they had shortstops already here at the big league level. So now you try him back in the infield, you try him at third. And I was looking up his stats. I think that's a decent move. But now you look at what he's done at third base. The last two seasons when he's played 100, according to baseballreference.com, over the last two seasons, he's played 103 games. 100 of those have been at third base. He's had 11 errors. He's had 11 errors in 100 games at third base. That is high. And he's had some bad plays in critical moments at third base, whether they were errors or not. I think this is a decent idea because you get him back into a middle infield spot where he's been more comfortable throughout his career. You cut off the range that he needs for throwing ability, even though there's really no questioning his throwing ability, but cutting off that range should help him. And it's not as demanding of a spot as shortstop, as center field, as third base. I think this is a decent idea. I really do.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. And you guys can weigh in, 651-461-9226. I don't necessarily disagree with your take about the, like, I think he'd be a fine second baseman. Who's playing third?
Do you get a chance to bring up somebody from the minors?
So we're saying we don't know.
At this point. Or maybe now. Maybe now you look in the free agent market. I'm serious.
In the free agent market to grab who with what money? When they've already said they're not going to spend more. Exactly.
I'm just giving you, again, throwing spaghetti at the wall.
It doesn't work, man.
Maybe, possibly, potentially. I mean, if they go back on their word, which I think fans would appreciate at this point, they'd appreciate the Twins going back on their word and saying we're not going to spend money, but yet we spend money. Nolan Arenado might be out there.
Oh, stop it.
Just saying.
Nolan Arenado?
Yeah.
Stop it. Where's your cup at? Where's your cup, bro? Because you're definitely drinking something right now. There's no chance in hell they're spending money on Nolan Arenado.
Come on. I'm just, again, throwing spaghetti at the wall.
This is the deal. I think the reason why this is going to come up is because you're trying to figure out what's the deal at third base. And this is the thing. What are you trading for Nolan? Like, what are you trading to get him? Because he's not a free agent.
But St. Louis has said in the last few days that they're willing to trade him.
Yeah, but I'm saying, what are you trading to get a guy like that, though? No, I'm just saying. I mean, we got to – I can't sit here and say, you know what? I want Wimby. I want Wimby on the Wolves. Well, what are you giving up to get Wimby? I want Giannis. What am I giving up to get Giannis? So what are you giving up to get Nolan? Like, you got to give up something. That's just not workable. You're not – there's no way – of all the teams in Major League Baseball, I don't think we're capable of pulling something off like that. I just don't see it. But I guess my bigger point, though, is that Royce at second means what? Who's playing third then? So if anybody out there in the text line says, well, Wesson can play third. Jose Miranda. But then who's playing first? See, I think that some of this is tied into Carlos Santana. Is Carlos Santana is he coming back? Because Carlos Santana's got, I mean, he won a gold glove. His price is going up on Carlos Santana. Do I want Carlos Santana back? Yes. Are they going to spend money on Carlos Santana to come back? I hope so.
Again, I think this is, you have time right now. It's the middle of December. If the Twins want to make this move, they have time to look into the minor leagues and see what they have available there. And they have time during spring training, and they have time in the free agent market. I'm not saying there is a sure fix, because hell, half the time when there is a sure fix, the sure fix doesn't come through. It doesn't.
Hey, I'm just gonna start doing this from now on. I'm gonna call this the J-Lo. I want Wimby. I want Giannis. How you gonna get Giannis? I want him. I want Cooper Flagg.
I have not.
Well, hold on. You don't have a draft pick. I want Cooper Flagg. See, I'm just gonna throw it out there.
Maybe this hits the ear of one of the upper management executives at the Twins. We just had someone from the Twins in studio. Maybe he hears him like, "Hey, let's think of something. Let's think of a package we can send to St. Louis for Nolan Arenado."
What's the package? I give you the package. Let's trade Randy Dobnak. Would you do that?
Sure.
No, if you're St. Louis.
Yeah. No, no, not
sure you would.
No, maybe they get a couple of pitchers from AAA. I don't know what St. Louis wants. I don't know if they're trying to rebuild. I don't know if they're trying to. I don't know. But they may have players in there.
But we can't just say that, though, on the radio. Like, we don't know what we're giving up.
I understand. I'm just saying that if the Twins wanted to make a trade, if they were willing partners, they don't know who they have to give up at this point, but maybe you make a call to St. Louis and say, "Hey, we might have some interest. We're going to switch our guy to second base. We think we might have some interest. We may spend a little bit more money this year, but that's okay. And let's talk."
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. All right,
let me grab my cell phone.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, hello. Andy Reid. Hey, man, we got this young dude, man. He's balling. His name is Sam Darnold. How about we just do a straight-up trade, Sam Darnold for Patrick Mahomes?
It's so disrespectful. The disrespect that is being aired on this station is so disrespectful.
You won't do that? Andy, come on, man.
So disrespectful.
Sam Darnold, he's the hottest thing going right now. Him for Pat, straight up. Come on. Come on now.
Hey, Andy Reid. Hey. I'm just a Henry Lake wants Patrick Mahomes. He wants a Whataburger up here. That's what he wants. He doesn't really want Mahomes. He just wants Whataburger.
Hey, Andy, I know you like burgers, man. I'll trade you a couple burgers for Patrick Mahomes and a Krispy Kreme. Give me a couple dozen Krispy Kremes and Patrick Mahomes.
So disrespectful.
That's how you sound right now. I don't know how you're going to get said player, but just call for said player.
I'm not in the higher upper management of the Twins. I don't know. You don't think that they have a plan for something if they're saying we're going to move Royce Lewis to second base?
Text line's got a good one here. And I can see this with the text line. Great text on the text. Text line. 1651. Brooks Lee will be the third baseman. He's a better fielding third baseman than Lewis and doesn't cost much.
There you go.
I'm fine with that. I'm totally fine with that. If that's the resolution, then you know what? We definitely are not getting Carlos Santana back because Miranda's going to be somewhere. And Miranda will be at first.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about that for the last month or so anyway, like ever since they announced that, you know, Santana, because Santana had a spectacular year with his glove. He had a lot of clutch hits. I just don't think we're going to be able to bring him back at the same price.
But again, the Twins get younger, the Twins get a little cheaper. And they were trying last season to get Brooks Lee into the everyday lineup
for sure,
as much as possible. And he got hurt and he had to go through rehab. But if that texter makes complete sense, that gets him Brooks Lee in the lineup, that gets him a chance to move Royce Lewis, and hopefully he can stay healthy at a different position, at a position that on the field is usually less demanding, and they get to keep Jose Miranda at first base.
Yeah.
Again, throw spaghetti at the wall sometimes.
Come on, man. This is not the Trump administration, bro. Chill. Chill. No, that ain't spaghetti. That's ketchup. Anyway. All right. 651-461-9226. We'll break. We'll come back. We got headlines. That's next year on The Lake Show. Jonathan Lowe on the ones and twos introducing headlines tonight. And for one, Christopher Tubbs. Tomorrow, I am in for Jason DeRusha 3-6. I know the Wolves play tomorrow night, but I will not be at Target Center. I'll be hanging out watching it with my pops. But headlines, what you got, J-Lo?
So we're going to start with a weird story turning a little bit more expected. Ryan Borgwart's wife is looking to end their marriage. 2 days after the missing kayaker, in quotation marks, returned to the U.S. from his plot to fake his death, Emily Borgwart filed for an annulment / legal separation in Dodge County Circuit Court following 22 years of marriage. Court documents list Emily and Ryan Borgwart at two separate addresses, while other media outlets have reported Emily Borgwart is seeking sole custody of their three teenage children. A hearing has been set for April 28th. Emily Borgwart's separation filing comes just days after it was revealed that Ryan Borgwart returned to the U.S. on his own accord and turned himself into the custody of the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office. Mr. Borgwart of Watertown is facing a possible nine-month prison sentence after being charged with a Class A misdemeanor of obstructing an officer in the Green Lake County Circuit Court on December 11th.
Wait, 9 months is all he would get?
That's what the story is reporting.
Wow. That's interesting, dude. When you talk about resources and all that stuff, that's such a crazy story, though. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
he's getting his comeuppance now.
Was he listening to too much Tupac, Machiavelli?
Oh goodness. Well, hopefully better for her and
you got
and
kids,
the children.
Man. Yeah, Ryan, you got kids, bro.
22 years of marriage down the drain.
Ugh. And your kids, man.
Yep.
Think about your kids.
Yep. More crime. A former Florida-based TD Bank employee was arrested for his alleged role in a massive money laundering scheme by drug cartels for which the U.S. government previously fined the bank $3 billion.
Whoa.
The U.S. Attorney's Office in the District of New Jersey announced that Leonardo Ayala was arrested and charged on one count of money laundering conspiracy. The arrest follows the record fine TD Bank faced in October after the U.S. Department of Justice said it had long-term pervasive and systematic deficiencies in its procedures for monitoring transactions. More than 90% of transactions went unmonitored between January of 2018 and April of 2024, which enabled three money laundering networks to collectively transfer more than $670 million through TD Bank accounts, according to a previous legal filing. Couriers laundering money for the cartels are opening accounts in banks big and small here in the U.S., a senior Treasury official told CNN in May. Ayala worked at a TD Bank store in Doral, Florida, near Miami in 2023 and began using his position as an employee to facilitate the laundering in June of 2023, a complaint in the U.S. District Court in New Jersey said. Basically looking at this, the shell account of one company that Ayala issued debit cards for was used to move $500,000 from the U.S. to Colombia via ATM withdrawals, the complaint alleges. Debit cards for another shell company were used to move more than $800,000 between the two companies, and so on and so forth. Yeah, this dude's in a lot of trouble.
That's not good. Yeah, it's a wrap on my man.
Yeah.
It is a wrap.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Tech news. Apple is planning to switch to a homegrown chip for Bluetooth and Wi-Fi connections for its devices starting next year, a move that will phase out some parts currently supplied by Broadcom, Bloomberg News reported on Thursday. The chip, code named Proxima, has been under development for several years and is now slated to go into the first iPhones and smart home devices produced in 2025, the report said, citing people familiar with the matter. The iPhone maker's in-house chips will be produced by Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, the report added. At its annual developer conference in June, Apple said it had plans to use its own server chips to help power artificial intelligence features on its devices. The move is separate from Apple's reported plans to launch its long-awaited series of cellular modern chips next year, which will replace components from longtime partner Qualcomm. However, the two parts will eventually work together, Bloomberg said on Thursday. So we'll see what happens with these new chips coming in, how it's going to enhance or...
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Put it like that.
Yeah.
Because whenever you have something like this, you got to kind of iron out the kinks.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, they say the chips have been in development for several years, so you would think that would be enough time for it to go to market and to get it ready for use. But again, like you said, it's not truly...
Do we think it's going to be as smooth as they expect it to be?
Right. Working in my other job, I understand that part of it when new things get launched, when new products get launched. I understand that sometimes things don't work out as smoothly as you would hope they would.
Yeah. No, I hear you, man. All right, that's going to wrap up headlines. Coming up next, Stephen Silton, sports and business attorney, Colton O'Connor. He joins us in studio whenever he's in the country. This guy's a jet setter. Fancy shoes, fancy swag and shirts. I'm just going to go raid his closet one day. Stephen Silton, he joins us next.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC. The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase 1 of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.